Blog Talk Radio.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Yes, he is.
was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think.
I do.
Lord, I love him.
Glory, glory, glory. Do you love him today? Think of God, do you love him today? Glory be to God, I tell you. He's so faithful. Hallelujah. He's always there. Glory to God. And he can be touched by the feelings of your infirmity. Somebody just say, I do worship you. To God be the glory. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Glory be to God, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darby Town Road in Henrico, Virginia. We thank you once again, champions, for tuning in tonight. Praise God, praise God. We are 1 week away. Come on, somebody. Write that down. We're 1 week away from the revival. Oh, glory to God. Next Monday night, we have a Pastor McNeil, the man of God, the powerful word from the Lord. Amen. You'll fix that six. We'll kick off the revival. Praise God. Yours truly. I will be with you there in the word on Tuesday night. To God be the glory. We're going to attack the building of God. The theme, glory to God, of the revival is rebuilding. We're going to talk about Nehemiah. Glory to God. We're going to talk about Ezra. Good God Almighty. We're going to talk about how to rebuild some things in our life. To God be the glory. And Thursday night, Wednesday night, glory to God, we're going to have my awesome wife come. Good God Almighty. See, I know she's going to be on fire, saints of God. She's coming back from her sabbatical retreat. God be the glory. The fire of God is falling. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. They're getting prophetic utterance. They're going up in the presence of God. The Shekinah glory is falling right where they're at. To God be the glory. And I just want her to bring some back to you and I. Is that all right? To God be the glory. And last but not least, we have Apostle Carolyn McNeil closing the revival out. Hallelujah. With a powerful word from God. Hallelujah. Bringing it all together just for you, champion, and MCI Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to jump right into the word of God tonight. And tonight, I just want to talk about tempting the tempter. Yeah. Tempting the tempter. Glory be to God. How about Shatta? Turning some things around. Good God Almighty. I want to talk about when he attacks you. Good God Almighty. You can tempt him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can frustrate him. Good God Almighty. You can vex him. Good God Almighty. You can, glory be to God, cause him to flee with your submission to God. Amen. Is that all right? We ready to see an example of that very thing. Glory to God in the gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4. Amen. We are going to see Jesus, glory to God, in the midst of temptation. Good God Almighty. And he gave him the word. And he tempted. He tormented. I'm sorry. To God be the glory. I'm going to talk about tormenting the tempter. Good God Almighty. I'm getting a little before myself. But I want to let you know today, you can torment him. Glory to God. Glory be to God. You can torment him to the point. Glory to God. He hates coming up against you. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to start out in the Gospel of St. Matthew, but I want to start at the end of chapter 3. Come on, champions. We know that the Bible is not in chapters and verses. Those are reference points in the translating of the scriptures. These are letters. So I'm going to pick up in that portion of the letter in chapter 3. When I talk about Jesus, around the 13th verse, he began coming from Galilee. And he came to Jordan. Well, what was happening there in Jordan? Can I just lay this foundation? There was a man, John the Baptist, baptizing in the Jordan. This man, just for foundational purpose, John the Baptist, he was obeying God. But what God led him to do was different than the status quo. Somebody know that today. Somebody know your relationship, glory to God, is taking a turn that religious people may not understand. Hallelujah. John was doing something that was totally against Old Testament worship. Number one, glory to God, they had the high priest. They had the Sanhedrin court. Glory to God, they had the temple Glory to God. And if you did not come through the lineage of those that they believe was to teach scripture, quote scripture, then you became almost an enemy of the religious sect, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. But John the Baptist was obeying God. It's just foundational purpose, just to set the scene. And I want to let somebody know that when you start operating in the Holy Ghost, come on, hallelujah, there are hosts may encamp round about you, but don't let your heart fear. War may rise, but don't you be troubled. Glory be to God. John the Baptist was baptizing people, telling them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Good God Almighty. You could not repent in those days. Glory be to God. What happened is the high priest went to God for everybody. But now John is talking personal accountability, personal decisions. He's talking about a heart change. Good God Almighty. Even before the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, he had a message that was an end-time message. Are you carrying an end-time message? If you are, don't worry if you're not well-received. Halabas Sunda. Just know that you're doing what the Lord said. Because religious people, they always want to stick to the old move of God. You know, like people in your mom's church, your grandma's church, your family old church, they say, oh, well, we don't do it like that. We've always did it like this. See, people that's so connected to the old move of God, it's hard for them to see the new move of God. It's hard to follow God in a rhema word and in a leading of the Spirit. But even in the Old Testament, you are able to believe God by faith. And yes, Abraham was the father of it. But don't you remember, glory to God, when he was about to slay his son? He know God said it. Now moving on. He know God said it. He took him up. They started, built the altar, began preparing it. So the lad said, well, Dad, I see the fire. Glory to God. I see your obedience. But where's the sacrifice? He knew God had spoke. And when you know God said something, glory to God, you live and die by it. How about that? You follow it to the T. And he was about to slay his son. Had the knife in his hand. Glory to God. He had it lifted up and about to sacrifice his son. Oh, but it's a good thing to hear God. I'm moving on. I just want to tell you the importance of being able to follow God, to hear him in your heart, to hear him in your spirit. Glory be to God. For even though he may have spoke a thing, he may speak another word over top of it. It doesn't mean he didn't say what he did say. You have to stay close enough to God to hear him when he speaks. And God said, oh, do not touch the lad. Here's my point. Don't you be afraid, out of Ascendia, to build your own relationship with God, to follow what God is telling you in your heart, to do what thus said the Lord in your heart. Because everybody's not going to see, understand, agree with, or even believe what God tells you. So here we are. New Testament way of worship. The move of God so powerful that the Sanhedrin court, I got to go a little further than that before I stop. The Sanhedrin court came from the synagogues, came out into the wilderness because the anointing of God, the anointing of God draws, the presence of God draws, and they came out and they began to mock the true believers that desired to have this new way of worship, repentance, and baptism. They mocked it. And John called them generation of vipers because what they were yet speaking was poisonous to the move of God. He didn't get angry with them, but he was trying to let them know what you're saying is contrary to the move of God. Now here comes the Son of God that was in the beginning with God, that robed himself in flesh. And St. John 1:14 was made flesh and dwelt among us. It was beholding his glory He was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But he lined up with the move of God. And let us know as an example, no matter who you are, no matter what your mission is, you have to line up with God. Hallelujah. When he lined up with God and convinced John the Baptist to baptize him, when he came up out of the water, that's where I'm picking up. Matthew 3:16, it says, when he was baptized, he went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens was opened unto him. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. That's how we have to live. You want to live with the heavens open. Glory be to God. You don't just want him to open the windows of heaven. You want to live with the windows open, the heavens open. Glory to God. You got blessings coming through the window. You got blessings coming through the door. Good God Almighty. You're walking in and out. Glory to God. Yeah, you're being fed. Hallelujah. You find pasture. Great pasture, so to say. You eat, you feast. Because you can go in and out through the door. The heavens was open unto him. Glory to God. And he saw the Spirit of God. Let me tell you something. Can't nobody convince you different when you see and know and experience for yourself. Come on, champions. I'm talking to you tonight. Come on. It's time to grab onto God. It's time to call out to God. It's time to believe God. To glory to God. You see him and know him. 1 John said, that which we have seen, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled of the word of life. Glory to God. If you've been a partaker of the glory, good God Almighty, you don't have to tell sometimes. You can show them, hallelujah, more than you can tell them. But if you must tell them, here's the point of today, tormenting the tempter. You got to use the word of God because it cuts through them like holy water. Come on, y'all seen the picture? I believe it was Exorcist back in the day. I'm old, I'm telling my age, but the priest took the water and he threw it on her. Every time he threw it on her, she screamed and she hollered and it's lust of flesh and cut it up. Well, in the spirit, that's what the word of God, the sword of the spirit, that's what it do to the tempter. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lightning upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Glory to God. He had confirmation. The Spirit descended upon him. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He was at the most anointed point in his life. There was a total reunification to the call. I know it felt good in his soul. Come on, some of y'all know a good church service, a good prayer service, good God Almighty, a strong move of God, good God Almighty, when it fall on you like dewdrops, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You feel like you can run through troops and leap over walls. Good God Almighty, because that anointing, hallelujah, feels so good. Sometimes we don't want to come back down. Here's Jesus. At the very most anointed point, confirmation from heaven itself. When that event was over, you would think everything would bow to his feet. You would think, glory to God, that he would go straight to the multitudes, as we find out later in the deity of Christ, in the life of Christ. We find out later all that he done. The Bible declared that there's not enough room in the books to declare it. He opened blind eyes. He raised the dead. He made the lame walk. He fed the 5,000. And you thought you would think he would do it at his most anointed point. But I'm talking to a champion tonight who's determined to believe God. Hallelujah. Who was determined to speak for God, who determined to follow God, not in a religious way, not in a church way, but you're following God in a personal way. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. His most anointed point. You know where God sent him? Into the wilderness. And I want to encourage somebody tonight. That's where men and women of God are made. You're made in the wilderness. Yes, can I be made in church? Yes, you can be made in church. You can be made, glory to God, in your home. You can be made however the Lord chooses to make you. I'm not only testifying, but I'm talking about characters of the Bible. I'm talking about Moses, good God Almighty. I'm talking about Elijah after being used mightily from God when he sat under a juniper tree. I'm talking about the saved John the Baptist in the wilderness. Now I'm talking about the Savior himself, good God Almighty, at his most appointed peak. He was sent into a wilderness. That's where God makes you. That's when you learn to call on him. That's when your faith is checked. See, sometimes in the wilderness, it gets really dry. There's no living water. Hear me tonight. There's no organ playing. There's no friends supporting. Come on, somebody's in the wilderness tonight. And I want to tell you to hold on and believe God. Because all you're doing is being made by the Master. Y'all ain't talking yet to me. But I want you to know a wilderness experience is sometimes the best thing we need. You get to understand sinners. You get to understand tough times. You get to understand disappointment. You begin to know, glory be to God, that God is a God on the mountain. He's a God in the valley. He's also a God in the wilderness. The children of Israel walked around for 40 years. Their shoes didn't get old. Come on, somebody. There was none sick and feeble, but they didn't receive God the best. But God provides even in the wilderness. Talking to somebody in the spirit tonight, your relationship may not be like the bishops. Your relationship may not be like the first ladies. Your relationship may not be like 6th Street Baptist and 8th Street Baptist and 12th Street Baptist. Hallelujah. But if you keep your relationship and follow the Spirit of God, let's see what happened. He wasn't afraid. He was led into by the Spirit into the wilderness. Big difference. Glory to God. Tempted of the devil. Purpose. See, we can't avoid purpose. We can't avoid the path that God has for us to travel. Come on, somebody. You just got to say yes and go. You got to say yes and stay on the path. Come on, somebody. You got to believe God. Hallelujah. And not get off the path. Glory to God. The Bible says that he was led there to be tempted. So he went on a fast. I'm praying to God we get through all 12 verses tonight. But I want to let you know sometimes it's going to take a sacrifice. Especially when you know you are in a season of attack. You're in a season to be tempted. You're in a season, glory to God, where you don't feel like shouting. You don't feel like you're on the mountain, glory to God. You don't feel like you can call those things that be not as though they were. You know it's something in your spirit, good God Almighty, and you know something is about to come down, glory to God, and you're going to have to stand by faith. You're going to have to war, glory be to God. You're going to have to use your weapons that are not carnal but mighty through God. You are going to have to prepare yourself for the battle. He understood why he was sent into the wilderness. He prepared. He sacrificed. The word of God says when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, God Almighty, that was a sacrifice. And we don't know what sacrifice you may have to do for God. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord leads us to do, if you just say yes and carry it out, you'll be prepared, glory to God. You'll be a champion in the spirit. Hallelujah. You won't have to run from the enemy. Glory be to God. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, watch this, child of God. He was afterward a hunger, giving us an example that though he had an outward fight and he sacrificed to prepare himself, there was I don't want to say inward, but there was another fight that you would always have to carry, champion. That's your flesh. Your flesh has a kingdom of itself. It's not subject to God. Neither indeed can be. It cannot enter the kingdom of God. It's like grass is going to fade away. No good thing dwells in that part of that kingdom. Hallelujah. But it's something that you have to carry, something that you have to deal with. Afterwards, he was in hunger. That let us know, glory to God, he was just as much human as you and I. And that lets us know that, glory to God, no matter how deep we get in God, hallelujah, we can mortify the deed. We can bring the flesh under subjection. But the flesh will always be flesh, and the character of it won't change. Don't fool yourself. Don't you get caught off guard thinking that because I shouted, hallelujah, until a hole was in the carpet. Don't fool yourself because you drink blessed oil for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hallelujah. Don't you fool yourself because you sleep on the Bible for a pillow. Don't you fool yourself because you have your heart fixed and your mind made up. Glory to God. You're always going to have a flesh check. The devil will always use your flesh for a flesh check. Hallelujah. He forms his weapon to penetrate the flesh because he can't penetrate your spirit. He can't penetrate your soul. He has no dominion over us. So therefore, he attacks the flesh, halabasindia, and penetrate the flesh because there's some natural needs here on earth. 2 Corinthians says, though we walk in the flesh, meaning we're just as natural as everybody else. We just don't war after it. Amen? Let's move forward in the word of God tonight. After the 40 days, he was in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, good God Almighty, I remember me and Lady Butler, we was doing a Thirsty Thursday, and we crossed this verse. Hallelujah. We dug into this verse. And we magnified that when the tempter came to him. It would see it's very important that you understand when he comes. We have so many people in the church, they see the tempter when he's doing something to everybody. Oh, look at the devil on her. Look at the devil in him. Oh, that's the devil, the devil. Oh, that's the devil. Oh, that's the devil. They know every place the devil is. Hallelujah. Except when the devil using them. Hallelujah. Or when the devil come to them. They see the devil and everybody else, but it's time to see when the tempter come to you. What you're going to do when he comes for you. See, the Bible declares, when the tempter came to him, glory to God, he understood what the sacrifice was all for. He understood that there's an adversary. He understood that there's stumbling blocks. He understood, glory to God, that every day was a Sunday. He understood, glory be to God, that though the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, your faith is going to be tried. You have to know when he comes to you. Hallelujah. Word of God says when he came to him, he said, if thou be. If thou be the Son of God, and let me tell you something, he's going to come always to make you doubt. He wants you to come and examine yourself, examine your life, examine your strength, examine your victories, examine your defeat, examine your failure. He wants you to examine your weaknesses. And then put it above the blood. Jesus hadn't shed his blood there, but I'm talking about a right now word. When he came to him, he came for him to question himself. Like, he'll come for us today, champions. And he'll want you to magnify your life. You go to church and they try to make you magnify your life. We go to church and everybody is hiding their life. They got a mask on. Glory be to God. They don't want you to know the person John or the person Paul or the person Billy. They want you to know bishop, elder, pastor. But you're not just pastor. Come on, somebody. You're not just evangelist. Come on, somebody. You're not just minister. You're not just reverend. You have a name and you are a person. Hallelujah. People want to hide. What are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying, glory to God, that everybody is not going to believe who you are. Even though they know Satan was here from the beginning. Satan knows, glory to God, to an extent. For he didn't totally know because he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But he knew that he was in the family of God. He didn't know he was the Lamb of God. He didn't know he was the sacrificial lamb or the sacrificial payment, if I can use it, without stopping the flow I'm feeling, glory to God. He did not know the mission. Like, he don't know your mission, but he studies you. He asks him, if thou be. Somebody today, tonight, you're wondering if you are. You're looking at everything except Jesus. You're looking at what you do instead of what Jesus done. Hallelujah. You have to put the Lord above everything. And if you make your God too big, if you make your problem too big, then you're reducing and making your God too small. You've got to walk in faith. You've got to step in faith. Glory to God. You got to live in faith. The Bible declares that now, right now where you stand, right as you are we the child of God. He said it does not yet appear unto us what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Child of God. You just got to wait for an appearance. If you're in the wilderness, wait for an appearance. If you're on the mountain, don't do nothing by yourself. Wait for an appearance. If you're in the valley, wait for an appearance. If somebody don't know who you are, it's all right. Somebody can't see who you are, it's all right. It's just that when the tempter comes, hallelujah, hallelujah, have enough faith to know that Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the Father is going to make an appearance. Good God Almighty. That's twofold. That's a paradox because he's already here. So I don't want you to think that you have to wait for God to come after a problem comes, after the tempter comes. You have to know that your God is there already. Sometimes, glory be to God, we twist up Psalms 46 and we forget how we quote it. Let me see how we quote Psalm 46. God is a refuge and our fortune, watch what it says, a very present help in trouble. But a lot of, somehow Satan have got us to say, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. The Bible doesn't say he's help in the time of trouble. Because that's saying that trouble is there and then here come God. See, I don't want you to get that mixed up. I don't want you to think that when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be, now he had to call Jesus to come fight. Hallelujah. He's always there. I just want to make that point because it's twofold what I was saying. Back to the word of God. They came to him and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Satan, no, you can command things out of a shindie. Satan knew that he had the power and the authority to command things. And it's time for us to start commanding some things. Command your children to get saved. Command the enemy to leave your home. Command your health to be healed. Command some things. Glory be to God. He said, if you're the child of God, you can command some things. Hallelujah. He tried to use his weak point. He tried to tell him, fix your own problem. You're hungry. Fix your own problem. Don't you let him trick you into trying to fix your own problem. He said, turn the stone to bread. That, you hungry, ain't you? Go out and play the lottery. You need money, right? Go out and cheat on your taxes. Come on, that'll fix it. He wants you to do it yourself. Hallelujah. Just turn the stone into bread. Jesus said, it is written, good God Almighty. It is written. He said, it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Come on, somebody. Some of us is trying to live by bread alone. Bread is natural resources. Bread is your own way of thinking. Come on. Bread, glory be to God, because we have received authority from God, we think that the bread is the natural thing. But man should not live by the natural nourishment alone. You need a word along with it. Somebody said you can't live by bread alone. Some people said you need some meat in between that bread. Somebody said that. They say you need a little meat in the bread. Make a sandwich. Not sandwich, a sandwich. But glory to God. Let me stop for the... it's good. Sometimes you can gesture and you can... it's laughter is good for the soul. But he told him, fix it yourself. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Man will live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He that has an ear, let him hear today. Your life is controlled by what comes out of the mouth of God. That's where life comes from. That's what we have to prepare our ears and our heart to hear. So every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Come on, somebody. And when he said that, glory to God. Then the devil, taking them up into a holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. Let me tell you something. Whenever the devil try to use the word, I ain't talking about all the devils you might hear using the word, because there's a whole lot of devils quoting the Bible. It's a whole lot of devils trying to use the word. It's a whole lot of devils trying to mock God. Hallelujah. Trying to twist his word. But every time, if you look in the Bible, every time the devil tries to quote the word, he misquotes it, twists it. He twists it. Come on. He take it out of context because he wanted to help him. He tried to attack the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. Now he's coming at the pride of life. He said, for it is written. Watch how he quoted. He says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. The Bible do say that. And then in their hands, they shall bear thee up. Lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Come on, champion. What did he leave out? Come on. He said that the angels will give you charge over thee. Can I tell you what he left out? Let me turn and tell you what he left out. He left out Psalm 91. That's what he's trying to quote. I can just tell you for the sake of time. Maybe I should. But you know what he left out? He left out that watch. Let me go ahead. I don't know if I got time. I'm going to do it. Just so you'll know. Psalm 91. Write that down, champion, because you need to see. I'm not going to spend a lot of time showing. But every time he go to quote the word, he want to leave out stuff. He says, watch what he said. He said, glory be to God. He says, it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Watch what Psalm 91 says. Psalm 91, right? Watch what he says. It's right here, and glory to God. He says, verse 11, he shall give his angels charge over thee. That God did say that. Then he says, to bear thee up, lest thou dost thou foot against a stone. But if you look at Psalm 91, he left out to keep thee in all thy ways. He left out to keep thee. He said, yeah, cast yourself down. For it's written, the angels will, he should give the angels charge concerning thee. But he would not say to keep you in all your ways. It's very important. I took the time to let you know tonight, child of God. He will keep you in all your ways. How do I know? The Bible says in Proverbs 3, he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, all of them, right where you at. Huh? Come on, right where you're growing at. Right who you are. Right with your problems. Right with your situations. In all thy ways, acknowledge me. How about Cynthia? And I'll direct your path. I'll get you out of it. The angels, if I have to send angels to bear thee up, if I have to send a word, if I have to do a miracle, hallelujah, somebody got to believe God tonight in all your ways. No, not when you start acting like church folk, not when you start dressing a certain way, carrying a certain Bible. No, not when you move to a certain house, not when you drive in a certain car, in all your ways, hallelujah. If you acknowledge him, he said that he will keep thee in all thy ways. And he did not want to say that. He said, in thy hands they shall bear thee up unless thou dash thy foot against the stone. It was pretty much an analogy like he told Saul on the road to Damascus. He said, it is hard for thee to kick against the prick. God got you if you stop kicking. Come on, somebody. God got you if you stop stomping and kicking and hollering and screaming. It's almost like trying to save somebody drowning. They have to stop and relax and let you step in. God, you stop fighting. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. I got you. Hallelujah. And I'll lead you and I'll guide you. I'll bear thee up. And Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So again, the devil came and taketh him up into a very steep and high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. There's no glory in them. He's trying to show the glory of them, meaning it's a manufactured glory. Good God Almighty, I'm closing. Don't you accept a manufactured glory. Hallelujah. Don't you accept a manufactured anointing. Don't you accept a assimilation. Come on, somebody. Don't you accept a counterfeit. How about Cynthia? The devil has a counterfeit anointing. He has a counterfeit servant. He has a lot of counterfeit out there. Good God Almighty, a manufactured glory. How about Shanda? But once you've been in the glory, good God Almighty, once you've been taught the word of God, once you heard it in your spirit, you have an unction from the Holy Ghost. And no one need to teach you. Your spirit going to bear witness with what's right. Your spirit going to bear witness with who belongs with you. Your Spirit is going to bear witness with the word spoken from God. The Spirit is going to let you know when it's coming from flesh. Good God Almighty, you should not tempt the Lord thy God. Glory be to God. So ain't no need of you showing me the glory of this world. Ain't no need of you showing me the glory of financial stability. It's no need of you showing me the glory of popularity. Because that's not really glory. It's a manufactured glory. I'm satisfied with my Savior. That's what you got to have peace in your soul and say, I'm satisfied with my Savior. Whatever the Lord shall give me, Whatever the Lord choose to do for me, my soul say amen. But you can't get me to lust after the glory of this kingdom. For we are peculiar people. We are just passing through. When he took them up there and showed them the glory of them, he said unto them, all these things will I give you if thou wilt fall down and worship. I don't want to fall no kind of way. I don't want to fall to the side. I don't want to fall down. I don't want to fall before him. Glory be to God, because God don't ask us to fall down and worship. Come on, somebody. He asks us to bow down. See, when we worship our God, we bow down. Bowing down means you submitting your heart. You submitting your mind. You submitting your soul. It's bowing down is submission. Falling down is giving up your will, giving up your stability. Come on, somebody. You talking about your equilibrium being taken. Nobody want to fall. You may not land right. Especially not to worship. Why do I have to fall to worship when I can bow down? Hallelujah. I want to let you know today, bow down and worship. That means you're in control. That means you mean to humble yourself. It means you are submitting yourself. Somebody will fall if you push them. Satan told him, fall down. Come on, somebody. Say, I ain't falling for that. Ha! I ain't falling for that. Told him to fall down. Mm-hmm. My God, my God. He said, if you give up your will, is what Satan is saying. And tonight, champion, in our closing, I want to let you know, don't you give up your will. What should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world, even though he can't, and lose his soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Will you bow down to God, or would you fall down to the enemy? Come on, somebody. Every time he taught, Jesus used the sword of the Spirit, and he was tormenting the tempter. The tempter was running out of, I don't want to say desire or strength. He was running out of strategy. He was frustrated because he knew he was standing on the word. Amen? We're standing on the word. The fighting will stop if you stand on the word. The torment will stop if you stand on the word. Come on here. The attack will stop if you stand on the word. Your blessings will come through if you stand on the word. Glory to God. You'll get your joy back if you stand on the word. He knew that he was standing on the word and on the word alone. He was running out of strategies. Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. Habasia. Certain things you got to speak right to him. All the other attacks. He just spoke the word. But he was more direct. And sometimes you got to give Satan a direct hit. Glory be to God. You got to look him in the face and command him. Get thee hence. Glory be to God. Get thee hence, Satan. For it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. I want to let you know, in the wilderness, you got to keep serving him. In the mountain, you got to keep serving him. In the valley, keep serving him. In disappointment, keep serving him. In trials and tribulation, keep serving him. When he's blessing you abundantly, keep serving him. Bow down and worship him. Glory to God. Give him the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Step into the glory. Hallelujah. He said, him only. How about, shall I worship? Have you made up your mind tonight, champion? Have you made up your mind that there's nothing you would exchange your soul for? Did they get the hint that was written? So rushed up to him, only shall thou serve. When your mind is made up, when you stand on the word alone, when you be not tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, when you study to show yourself approved unto God in the word of God, come on somebody, when you know that the scriptures are given by the inspiration of God as profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction, what? So you can be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good things. Good God Almighty, when you start standing on the word and the word alone, when you start saying no weapon formed against me can prosper, good God Almighty, greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Good God Almighty, when you start proclaiming that God be for me, he's more than the world against me. Good God Almighty, when you stand on the word and refuse to move, let's see what happens, child of God. Verse 11 said, the devil leaveth him. You can drive him away. You hear a lot of things of God quoting, resist the devil. Resist the devil, he'll flee. Come on, you got to resist the devil. The Bible says resist the devil, and he will flee. You hear people quoting all that. Yeah, resist the devil. That's part B of the scripture. You never hear him quote part A, which is so important that brings part B into action. Part A says, submit yourself, therefore, unto God, part A. Resist the devil, and he shall flee, part B. Meaning that this is a contention. What qualifies you to cause him to flee, to torment him, is you submitting yourself to God right where you are, right how you are, right who you are. Say, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am, everything I got, everything I am and everything I'm not, whatever the saying may be, you got to say, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. We know that we sing that in the church, but those words are perfect for to understand tonight. What I'm saying unto you, you got to believe God. You got to stand on his word. Good God Almighty, in every situation, you got to submit yourself therefore to God. Resist that devil and watch him get tormented and flee. Watch this. When the devil left, the Bible says, behold, angels came and ministered unto him. They were there all along. If he needed assistance, the angels of God would have stepped in. Well, Bishop, are you in the Word? Yes, I'm in the Word. Look at Golgotha Hill. Look at Calvary. He was on the cross. He could have called angels. Oh, don't tell me they're not there during the time of torment. You can't tell me they're not there during the time of persecution. You can't tell me they're not there during the time of tribulation. You can't tell me that the angels are not there while you're going through. They're there. Hallelujah. And if you really need their assistance, they would have stepped in. But Jesus stood on the word of God and the word alone. And it drove, it tormented and drove the enemy away. When they see him leave, I can see in the spirit coming down, ministering as the word of God said to him, healing his hurt, wiping his wounds. Come on, somebody. Encouraging him. See, sometimes we don't want to go through a fight. Hallelujah. Not that you're going to have to, but if you do, you got to know that the angels are coming after the fight to minister to you. They're coming to heal you. You might have went through something in life. You may go through something in life. But I declare and decree unto you today that the angels will come and heal you. They'll come and minister what you need, glory to God. They'll come, glory be to God, and wipe your wounds, hallelujah. They'll come and encourage you to get back up once again. They'll bring the joy in the daytime to you. But you gotta stand on the word. Amen. He stood on the word. The angels came and ministered to him. And the devil was tormented. What did y'all talk to you tonight? This, I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, Henrico, Virginia. One thing I tell you, if you come there, you're always going to get the word. Because if it's in the word, it is undisputed. Come on to Undisputed Truth Ministries. Feel the flow of the Lord. Amen. Thank you tonight for coming in. Amen. As I said earlier, Lady Butler is away in a retreat. Hallelujah. I'll talk to her on the phone. You can hear the glory falling. Hallelujah. Several times. You can just hear them basking in the Holy Ghost. And she won't be back, and I will be your host tomorrow for her. To God be the glory for her awesome weekly word workout, women and men. Come on, but I mean, it's a weekly word workout. So I'm going to try to work you out tomorrow. I want you to pray for her. My wife, God is doing great things, and he's lifting her up. Amen. We have another, we have an ordination and a licensing coming in November. Praise God. Dow, Deliverance of the World, Inc., I am the presiding prelay of it, but Undisputed Truth have candidates that's going to be there. Amen. That's preparing for elevation. We have Saints of God in Delaware and New Jersey. We pray, God, that everybody can make it safely, that the power of God will move. We invite you out. Stay tuned for a date. Next week, the revival is here. Come back. Hallelujah. Come back expecting. Glory to God. Come back receiving. Hallelujah. Because God wants to make you a champion. You can be an undefeated, undisputed champion in Christ. I tell you, God is good. If you'd like to give to this ministry, if you need prayer, if you need to communicate, communicate with us. BishopB42@iCloud.com. You can UndisputedTruth@gmail.com. If you'd like to sow a seed, those are former ways of sowing. We do have other forms coming. Amen. It's not so much about that, but I cannot take away the opportunity for you to sow. Because if you sow, you shall weep. Amen. To God be the glory. I thank you once again tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Thank you for being in the Word. Thank you for God's Word always being undisputed. And God bless you. Once again, pray for my wife and her endeavors. I'll be filling in tomorrow. Then Thursday, Friday night, we have the Apostle McNeil. And don't forget, if you're not going to church, tune in 9 o'clock Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. Come on out and enjoy with us. Amen. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, the truth, 1921 Darby Town Road in Michael, Virginia. Amen. God bless you. For appointments, things of that nature, area code 804-304-5474. God bless you. Have a blessed night in Jesus' name. Amen.